Hi everyone, my name's Lizzie Middleton and last week I visited an architect's firm to get a better idea of what goes on there and also to help me decide what to specialise in next year. Obviously there were quite a few different firms that I could have chosen for my visit. Some of them certainly have a huge number of clients, here in Australia for sure, and some get a lot of international projects too. But something that Roberts and Reed Architects really focus on is the environment. And that's an important aspect of design that really interests me as well. Their designs are all about sustainability. That has to be the way forward, right? Well, it took me a while to actually find their new offices in Westport. If you've been there, you'll know the whole area has changed. Even the old shipping yard has been turned into a small park. And what was amazing about the architect's office, and in fact I didn't realise it at first, is that it had previously been a fire station, which then moved to a larger premises. So Roberts and Reed bought the building and did all the renovations themselves. So the plan was to meet the lead architect. Her name's Evie Roberts, and she showed me round and introduced me to some of the other architects. I asked Evie what she was working on, and she said that her current project was the museum, the National Museum, in the city centre. They'd already finished the decorations, she said, the new colour schemes, I mean, but the lighting is something that's still in progress. From the drawings she showed me, I think it'll make a real difference to the way the public can view the museum's collections. She also showed me some photos of the new museum roof. It's already been finished and I recommend you go and see it for yourselves. It's not like the kind of grey tile roof you see on a lot of old buildings in the city. All I can say is that its appearance reminded me of the ocean. Have a look at the colours and the shape and you'll see why. I had a chat to Evie about the kind of clients she deals with, and she works on probably an equal number of commercial and residential properties. I thought that perhaps one of the things that might cause a dispute would be the fees, when clients don't anticipate how expensive a design can work out to be. What Evie said, though, was that it was more to do with materials. A lot of people just assume they can use, say, timber or stone, when it's just not going to be practical. And Evie has to point that out. In the afternoon, I got to spend some time with a junior architect, Daniel. He graduated a couple of years ago, I think, and he'd specialised in urban planning in his third year. I asked him what kind of project he was involved with at Roberts and Reed, and it was quite cool. It was a kind of shelter, something that was light and easy to move and you can put up in emergency situations. Anyway, he's still at the concept stage, and I said I'd really like to see how it develops and hopefully we'll keep in touch. To be honest, before I went along, I think I had a few preconceptions about what professional architects might be like, but they were all really friendly, and what I found really amazing, quite inspiring really, was that some of the architects had done work in other countries too. Not as paid professionals like you'd expect, but actually as volunteers. You know, working on designing and building homes for people who'd lost theirs in some kind of disaster. And the only other thing I want to say is that I think for us right now, well, we're focusing on technical design. And it's true that professional architects need those skills. But having watched some of the architects in Roberts and Reed in action, talking to their clients, I mean, it's very much about communication. If you can't persuade them that your design's the best, you aren't going to win the contract. So that's it from me. Thanks for listening.